Oh no, Blog my neighbor. Radio.
Everybody, and welcome to Messages, Healing, and Prosperity. Today is Wednesday, May 19th, and looks like summer's starting to creep in here. We already have the air conditioners on, so I hope everybody's ready for that. How are you doing today, Kim?
I'm just great, Jane.
Good. Good to hear it. Now, would you like to start off with the clearing prayer as we like to do before at the beginning of every show?
I would love to.
Okay. If you'll repeat after me and everybody who's listening in the queue or at home, if you would repeat this with Kimberly out loud, that would be greatly appreciated and definitely be beneficial for you. And I'm going to give you the phone number now if anybody wants to call in with their questions. The number is 845-241-9850. Or if you have a question and you don't want to call in, then what you can do is type it in the chat and I'll do my best to see if we can get an answer for you. Okay, Kimberly, are you ready?
I am, Jane.
Okay. By the power and authority of Jesus.
By the power and authority of Jesus.
And the most holy divine spirit.
And the most holy divine spirit.
I now invoke by the power of the God spark within me.
I now invoke by the power of the God spark within me.
And give my permission.
And give my permission.
All entities and energies that are touching, using.
All entities and energies that are touching, using.
Tempting or taunting me.
Tempting or taunting me.
On any level of my being.
On any level of my being.
And if I've created an entity.
And if I have created an entity.
Be now evicted, released, and removed.
Be now evicted, released, and removed.
Taken to a place where you can do no harm.
And taken to a place where you can do no harm.
Never to return.
Never to return.
All energies of these be released, removed, and neutralized.
All energies of these be released, removed, and neutralized.
All energies of assault, gossip, sabotage.
All energies of assault, gossip, sabotage.
Betrayal and all similar energies projected upon me.
Betrayal and all similar energies projected upon me.
Be now released, removed, and neutralized.
Be now released, removed, and neutralized.
Gently change all unhappiness, pain, disease.
Gently change all unhappiness, pain, disease.
Anxiety, dependency, addiction.
Anxiety, dependency, addiction.
Financial distress, relationship difficulties.
Financial distress, relationship difficulties.
And interfering ancestral energies.
And interfering ancestral energies.
To divine love and divine healing light or leave.
To divine love and divine healing light or leave.
Remove all obstacles and blockages to our spiritual clarity and higher purpose.
Remove all obstacles and blockages to our spiritual clarity and higher purpose.
Surround and support all fields and bodies.
Surround and support all fields and bodies.
With a grid of golden crystalline energy.
With a grid of golden crystalline energy.
Sacred love and sacred truth.
Sacred love and sacred truth.
Heal me.
Heal me.
Repair all fractures in my field.
Repair all fractures in my field.
And strengthen me as I release all trauma.
And strengthen me as I release all trauma.
And all negative energies and emotions.
And all negative energies and emotions.
Align and regenerate all that I am.
Align and regenerate all that I am.
To the highest spiritual vibration.
To the highest spiritual vibration.
As the cosmic template of my most high self.
As the cosmic template of my most high self.
Gently imprints upon my physical template.
Gently imprints upon my physical template.
The perfect healthy programming.
The perfect healthy programming.
For this present time and for my most evolved self.
For this present time and for my most evolved self.
As I regenerate all that I am to the highest frequency.
As I regenerate all that I am to the highest frequency.
Of love, prosperity.
Of love, prosperity.
Good health and my most sacred destiny.
Good health and my most sacred destiny.
I align to the highest and best of all that I can be.
I align to the highest and best of all that I can be.
So be it.
So be it.
So be it done.
So be it done.
So be it done now.
So be it done now.
Take three deep spiritual breaths. If anybody would like a copy of this, the clearing prayer, or any other prayer that we may do, you can email us at revmmdenholm@aol.com. That's Rev, R-E-V, as in Reverend, M-M, Mary Margaret, Denholm, D-E-N, as in Nancy, H-O-L-M, @aol.com. Just email, request whatever prayer you want, and I'm usually the one to send it back, and I'll just email right back to you. Or, of course, you can always replay this anytime you want. And we also rebroadcast other episodes as well. If you'd like to call in and ask a question, the number is 845-241-9850. And you can also join me in the chat, and I'll try to ask a question for you. Okay, Kimberly, is there anything that you'd like to chat about for a little bit, or would you like to jump right into the first call?
I think I would like to talk about some energies first. A few years back, I moved into a beautiful kind of like a brownstone apartment here in Pittsburgh, and it overlooks, it's a place called Mount Washington, and it looks over the city, and it's beautiful. There's a beautiful view. And I knew that a tornado touched down up in that area somewhere, you know, maybe 5-6 years before I moved up into that area, but I didn't know that it was the exact spot where I moved, and they rebuilt this beautiful, like, brownstone, you know, beautiful, you know, It was just beautiful with a fireplace and beautiful deck, and it overlooked the city. From the time I moved in, there was all kind of havoc. It was almost like a poltergeist-type situation, and things were happening. And being a spiritual intuitive, I could see and feel these things. And, wow, at that time, you know, but way back then, I'm going back almost 20 years, I did not know how to deal with these things, which led me to finding Mary Margaret, who can't be with us today. And she's the one that helped me with this and taught me how to do certain things. But these energies do exist. We had a caller last week, and I remember she said she was going to move somewhere. And I says, don't tell me where it is, but I felt negative. It felt like something like that to me is what I meant when I was speaking with her. So these energies exist, you know. So where you live, it matters. And there are certain ways and things that you can do to clear these things. You know, it's not a hopeless thing. There are people that can help you with this. You know, I don't know if people listening, you know, Mary Margaret is definitely one who can help you with this. And there's other people that can too. But, you know, just all kind of crazy things that happen. Like, for example, if you move in and, you know, things just start going bad, even financially, and it's just not, you can just tell that there's something more going on there, you know? But then I couldn't believe when I found out, wow, this is exactly, it was like there was a negative vortex there. All these things were coming in and out. And then when I would go into meditation, I could actually see them, you know, these beings and these different things going in and out. So it's quite interesting. Everything's energy, everything, our words, our thoughts, everything. Everything's energy.
Okay.
So I don't know if somebody's listening when I'm supposed to tell this story today. Go ahead, Jane.
I just find it fascinating. And the fact that if you didn't know about this, you know, just things, if you moved into a place, let's say, and things started to go wrong and you had no idea about energies and entities that may be in your space, that it could possibly be the reason for this happening. I mean, who knows who lived in the place before you got there or something like that. But I was reading a story about this guy, and he said same thing. He moved in. He was like, first it was small things going on, and then bigger events started happening, all negative, and he was at the end of his rope. And then he learned about these energies and entities, and he did, I guess, similar to what we would do, like our clearing prayer. And he did this, and he cleared his whole apartment, cupboards, everything, and things turned around. And he was kind of surprised, like he couldn't really believe it, but there it was. It's happening. So this stuff is happening constantly, and I think just bringing awareness to it is going to help a lot of people, you know?
Right, and not until it happens to you do you have to figure it out. You have to learn about it when it happens to you. For example, I was waking up even with bruises and things. There was terrible things going on there. I couldn't wait. I didn't let it chase me. You know, I with the help of Mary Margaret, we, you know, clearing it and doing all kind of things, and everything was fine. But still, even with doing all of that, it really wasn't a positive place to be. I couldn't wait to move. You know, and I think this happens to people all the time, this type of thing. And you're right. Everything's energy and it stays there. For example, if you move into an apartment or a house, the people that lived there before, their energy is still there. You need to get rid of it. You know, things like that. Very important things that, you know, some people don't even know about or think about until it happens to them.
Right. Exactly. Exactly. Well, do you want to just get to our caller now?
Sure.
Maybe we'll see if this is happening to other people, you know? It'd be interesting to find out for sure. All right, let me, are we finished though? I don't mean to jump in like that.
That's okay. Divine Spirit wanted me to tell that story. I don't know if somebody's going to be listening in the future that might need help or something. You know, need to call Mary Margaret. They made it a point for me to tell that story today. So, of course, I listened and I told my little story, and We can just move on with it now.
Very good. And that's usually how this program works with us. Some days we don't even know what we're going to talk about until it is brought to one of our attention, just like Kim just did. Okay, so hopefully that will help somebody. Okay, go to our caller. Hi, you're on with Jane and Kim. May I have your name and where you're calling from, please?
Oh, okay. My name is Ty, and I'm calling from New York.
Hi, Ty. How are you today?
I'm fine. I just had a question about my career.
Sure, sure. Kimberly?
Hi, Ty. Did you do the clearing prayer with us when we started?
Yes, I did. Mm-hmm.
Okay, good. Hold on. Just give me a second. Let me see what Divine Spirit brings in. It looks like there's going to be two opportunities for you in the very near future. Do you just yes or no? Do you understand what I'm saying when I say that to you? Two?
Two? I don't know. I don't know. I'm not. I don't know what's going to happen in the future. So I don't know.
Okay, I see you applying for two, just like two coming up. Two. It's going to be the second one is what the one you're going to get. You're going to apply for two, and you're going to get the second one, and that's what's going to be for your highest good. Let me see if I can get any more information with this, Ty. And whatever it has to do, for some reason they're showing me a lot of cars, automobiles around whatever job this is. Do you understand this?
No, I don't.
Okay, well, you're going to write this down or remember this. It has something to do, I'm not saying like with the automotive business or it. There's something to do with they're showing me a lot of cars.
Okay.
Are you working right now?
No.
Okay, because it could be, and I don't know for sure, it could be, you know, like a car dealership in the office or something like that. I'm not saying that's what it is, but it's something that has something to do with automobiles and a lot of cars or like trucking or something like that. It's something definitely with that is what they're showing me.
Okay.
And they're showing me the direction south of where you live. So this would be... wherever this would be located, it's going to be south of where you live.
Okay.
Let me see if I get anything else. And I feel like this is going to, that you're going to be applying with this within 2 weeks. Within two. And I get 2 weeks.
Okay.
Is there anything else I can help you with?
That's it. I think that's it.
Okay. Well, I wish you well.
Yeah, let
okay,
us know.
Let us know.
Yeah, call us back. Let us know what happens.
Okay.
Exciting.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you for calling. Good luck.
Thanks.
Take care.
Bye-bye, you too.
All right, Kim, before we move on to our next caller, we have somebody in the chat. Her name is Camille, and she wants to know what's in store for her relationship with Mason.
Did you say Nathan or Mason?
Mason. M.
Okay.
A-S-O-N.
Okay, hold on. Let me see. I feel like it's been rocky in the past, but now it's going to be smooth sailing. So there was lessons to be learned. There's been some, I'll say, arguments and things like that. Everybody has some, but smooth sailing now. Not that you're never going to argue anymore. I'm not saying that, But whatever those issues were, it's time now, Camille, to let them go. Let it go, and you don't even need to talk about those issues anymore. It's in the past. Let it go. By bringing it up all the time or when you argue, you just keep it in your space, and that's not good. Let it go. It's over and done. Move forward now. Nobody's perfect, and just move on. Don't keep calling up that old stuff and calling it back up. It's over. It's done. Move on. Those of you are really good together. But yeah, it's almost like you're sabotaging by, you know, bringing up some of this old stuff all the time. I hope you understand this. I have a strong feeling that you do, Camille. And I'm going to leave that with you. I thank you.
All right, Camille. Hopefully that helps you out. And we're going to jump right to our next caller, if that's okay with you, Kim. Yeah?
Go ahead.
All right. Hi, may I have your name and where you're calling from?
Hi, this is Elizabeth from Chicago.
Elizabeth from Chicago. And how are you today?
Okay, how are you, ladies?
Doing well. Thank you for asking. Is there a specific question you have? Or?
Yeah, I need to move to a warmer state for health reasons. And I'm not sure where I need to go. I need to go back to where I was living before, or if I need to go to a different state. I'm not really clear on where I need to go.
Elizabeth, hi. Did you do the clearing prayer with Jane before we started the show?
No, I just got home and logged on to blog. I missed the beginning of the show.
If you wouldn't mind, we have a short version. Could you please do that with her?
Sure.
Thank you.
Oh, okay, Elizabeth, when you pray or meditate, who do you pray to or connect with? Jesus, God, angels?
Angels.
Angels. Okay, great. You'll repeat after me, please.
Mm-hmm.
By the power and the authority.
By the power and the authority.
Of the most holy divine spirit.
Of the most holy divine spirit.
And my angels.
And my angels.
I now command and give full permission.
I now command and give full permission.
For any and all negative entities.
Or any and all negative entities.
Or energies.
Or energies.
That are touching or using me.
That are touching or using me.
On any and all levels, layers.
On any or all levels or layers.
For dimensions of my being.
For dimensions of my being.
Be now released, removed.
Released, removed.
And evicted.
And evicted?
Yes. Never to return.
Okay. Never to return.
You take a little breath. Fill all spaces. Gold and crystal and energy.
With gold and crystal and energy.
Of divine love and divine healing light.
Of divine love and divine healing light.
Aligning me to my highest and best.
Aligning me to my highest and my best.
So be it.
So be it.
So be it done.
So be it done.
So be it done now.
So be it done now.
Yeah, take 3 deep breaths. Thank you.
Elizabeth, I don't know why you moved from where it's for your highest good to go back to, but I'm getting that you should go back to where you came from. I feel like, I'm just going to say what's coming in, that you should have never left there in the first place. Does that make sense to you when I say that?
Yes.
Okay, let me keep talking. And I also feel like some of your health problems or from things that you're having a hard time letting go of. Here, you don't have to believe this. Here's my belief system, that some of this stuff that we go through, and even certain relationships stay trapped in the body. They stay trapped in the body until we release them. And this can cause us illness and things like that. And I have a feeling that's what's going on with you. And also the name Michael comes in very strong. They screamed, you know, Michael, Michael. So I don't know if you know who Michael is, if any of that helps you. But you're definitely, your question was, you're to go back. It's, I can't make you do it, but it's for your highest good to go back. That is where your true home is. That is where you are going to feel better. And it just feels like, I don't know, I just see all golden healing light around where you go back to. They are not showing me the state. I don't need to know that. But that's what I get with that. And do you have anything else you want to elaborate on with this, Elizabeth?
That totally makes sense because I moved back to where I grew up and I've been so miserable here and it's just reactivating old stuff. And so it's not good. And so, I need to go back to where I came from the first time and stay there. It makes sense.
Right. Right. Move forward. No sense of going back in time, especially if it wasn't all that positive.
Right. Right.
Do you understand?
Yeah, I thought it was going to be different this time, and I was wrong. So I learned a big lesson.
Right, and that's okay. Life is full of lessons, and that's fine. Mm-hmm. I see you going back to where it is and you being extremely happy. You know, I do muscle testing here that's very accurate and that's very strong, that's going to be fine. You're to go back there. That's what I get. Who is Michael? When I say Michael to you, do you know who this is?
No. Mm-mm.
Okay, you're going to remember this Michael name? Very important. I know it's a common name.
Yeah, it was a guy I dated about 15 years ago, but he lives out of the country now. We don't talk to each other anymore.
Hold on. I don't get a lot of passings. Can I ask you how long you were with him?
Maybe like 6 months, one summer.
Okay. I don't know what this is. You might just want to hold on a minute, please. You know what? With your permission, I don't need you to say on the air what it is or what went wrong there. And I know that was a long time ago, but they're saying that something needs to be released with this Michael. Will you do a short invocation with me to release whatever this is? I have a feeling this is some of the energy that's sticking, that's making you not feel good. I know this might not sound right to you, but would you agree to do that with me?
Sure.
Okay. Okay. Who do you pray to when you pray? I'm sorry.
Angel.
Okay. Okay. So just repeat after me. By the power and authority.
By the power and authority.
Of my angels.
Of my angels.
And my higher self.
And my highest self.
And all that I am.
And all that I am.
I now command. And give full permission.
And give full permission.
To cut. All cords and ties.
All cords and ties.
With all my past loves.
With all my past loves.
Especially Michael from long ago.
Especially Michael from long ago.
Now, Elizabeth, get your pointer finger and your middle finger and make like scissors and go in front of your heart and cut those cords and strings. Roll, like, just cut them, okay? Please.
Okay.
I release these cords and ties now.
I release these cords and ties now.
I wish all my past lives, I mean, all my past loves well.
I wish all my past loves well.
But it's time for me to move on.
But it's time for me to move on.
Take a breath. Any and all darkness or negativity.
Any or all darkness or negativity.
That has been lingering.
That has been lingering.
From Michael.
From Michael.
Be evicted now.
Be evicted now.
Never to return. Replace this energy.
Replace this energy.
With divine love.
With divine love.
And divine healing light.
And divine healing light.
So be it.
So be it.
So be it done.
So be it done.
So be it done now.
So be it done now.
Take 3 deep breaths, please. Real big. How did that feel, Elizabeth?
That felt good. I think there was something there.
There was. And you don't need to say on the phone, I mean, on this broadcast, what that was. But I think you know. You know, things happen to everybody in all relationships. You know, it's life. It's life. So no victims here. But there, you know what needed to be released there, correct?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. All right. Is there anything else you want to ask me while we're on the phone?
No. Thank you so much.
Okay. Please call us back. Let us know how you're doing. And you know what? I know you're going to feel better and you're going to feel awesome when you move back and out of there. Okay, girlfriend?
Okay, thank you. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Okay, call us again. Have a great
day. Bye, Elizabeth. Take care. If anybody would like to call in and ask a question, the number is 845-241-9850, or you can type it in the chat. If anybody wants a copy of any of these prayers, email us at revmmdenholm@aol.com. That's revmmdenholm, D-E-N-H-O-L-M as in Mary, at aol.com. All right, Kim, I'm going to go right to the next caller.
Okay, Jane.
Thank you. Hi, may I have your name and where you're calling from, please?
Hi, my name is Christine, and I'm calling from New York.
Hi, Christine from New York. How are you today?
I'm okay. How are you ladies doing?
Doing really well, thank you.
Good.
Do you
good.
Have a specific question in mind today?
I do. I'm a little stressed out for an upcoming elective surgery that I'm getting. Being that I call it elective, it's probably something I could wait on, but yet I want to do the surgery. I'll expand. I had I was sick some years back, and I had breast cancer, and I had removal and reconstruction, and the reconstruction was okay. And I found a surgeon by accident because I wanted to have something different done that was bothering me. And then I had a second opinion by him to correct what the last doctor did. And I said, you know what? Should I go for it? Should I not go for it? I ended up making a date. I get excited over it, but then I know that there's complications with these surgeries. So that's really what's on my mind. Am I getting myself into something that's just going to give me more problems, or is positive, if that makes sense?
Christine, hi. Did you do the clearing prayer with Jane?
I didn't.
Can you please do it with her? It's a real short version. I'd appreciate
Absolutely.
It.
Absolutely.
Thank you.
Okay, Christine, when you pray, who do you pray to, Jesus or God? Or
I connect with my angels and my guides and my
Beautiful.
Higher
okay.
self, higher power.
Okay, great. Thank you. If you'll repeat after me, please.
Okay.
By the power and the authority.
By the power and the authority.
Of my higher self.
Of my higher self.
My angels and my guides.
My angels and my guides.
I now command and give full permission.
I now command and give full permission.
For any and all negative entities or energies.
For any and all negative energies and entities.
That are touching or using me.
That are touching or using me.
On any and all levels, layers.
On any or all levels and layers.
For dimensions of my being.
For dimensions of my being.
Be now released, removed.
Be now released, removed.
And evicted.
And evicted.
Never to return.
Never to return.
Take a little breath. Fill all spaces.
Fill all spaces.
With golden crystalline energy.
With golden crystal and energy.
Of divine love and divine healing light.
Of divine love and divine healing light.
Aligning me to my highest and best.
Aligning me to my highest and best.
So be it.
So be it.
So be it done.
So be it done.
So be it done now.
So be it done now.
And take three deep breaths.
Christine, I'm getting that you're to wait, and I have a question for you. Do you have a date scheduled for that right now, please?
I do, May 28th.
Okay, and here's why. I asked Divine Spirit while you were doing this. Do you know what Mercury retrograde is?
Yes.
Okay. If we're like pre-retrograde, or it's starting. You never want to do things like surgeries during Mercury retrograde. So Divine Spirit is saying, wait 3 months. They said three months. But even when you reschedule, you have to watch because it's going to be coming up again. So all you have to do, you can Google or look up the Mercury retrograde. You don't want to schedule it for 2 weeks before, pre, or post. Retrograde.
Okay.
It's very important, especially with this, listen, Christine, because it's going to bring about those same situations with the doctors. That's what Mercury retrograde does, girlfriend, and I don't want you having hassles with it.
Okay. So now I'm writing down the Mercury record that we're in that now. So now I'm going to write down.
We're in the pre-phase of that.
What's that? Say it again. Sorry.
We are in the pre-phase of that, pre and post. So it's not wise to do it 2 weeks before the 29th, or I don't know the end date. It's sometime in June, of course, I guess, or July. You have to look it up. But you have to wait. You can't do it 2 weeks before or 2 weeks after. Very important. So when you schedule it the next time, Christine, just look at your calendar, then do it, and it's going to be fine. And this is a big deal, this retrograde, for you because of what happened. And it's almost like it. So I'm so glad you called because you were right. You were listening to your gut. You knew it wasn't time. You were wrestling with this. And I'm so glad you're not going to do this now. It's not the time.
Okay. It's not the time. It's not.
It's not. And you knew that. You didn't need me. I'm just trying to confirm it. But keep in mind, it's retrograde because it's going to bring back what happened before and do it again. That's the best way I could say it, like in a short period of time.
Okay.
You understand?
Okay. Yes, I do. It was, and the memories are coming back on how poor the surgeon. I trust this new surgeon, but how poorly he cared about me after. Very disturbing. And I had I thought I had an infection, and I went to this doctor, that doctor. I thought I had like this internal infection, and it wasn't actually, but it was just I wasn't cared for, I think.
Right, very traumatic for you.
Yeah, it was pretty traumatic, and now I feel like even the staff is making mistakes, and I'm like they made my birth date wrong and put down things that I'm not getting
done. You picked up on it. That was Divine Spirit, the universe showing you this wasn't the time. And good girl,
okay.
that you noticed those signs, so proud
okay.
of you. Now is not the time. You can
okay.
do it, but please just call up. You can Google or search these retrogrades, but keep in mind, 2 weeks before it starts, 2 weeks after. You don't
okay.
want to sign contracts. You don't want to
okay.
make big purchases. Trust me. I'm like an expert on this, James. I'm like an expert on this Mercury retrograde stuff because I've been through, you know what, with it myself.
Very
before
true.
I knew.
Very true.
Okay, so I just wrote that down. So I'm going to check. I'm going to Google it, Mercury retrograde, and I'll find out when that day is, right? And then I'll
correct.
And I should not schedule my surgery, not 2 weeks before or 2 weeks after.
Right.
That,
but now
am I right?
I'm not,
okay.
I'm never going to tell you what to do, but Divine Spirit is saying wait 3 months for some reason.
Okay.
Let me double
okay.
check. 3 months. There's some
okay.
kind of reason for this.
Sure.
Go ahead, Christine. Go ahead.
Oh, no, I'm sorry. But when you're saying 3 months, I initially said, what would be the best time for me to do this? And I said, September.
Wow.
So May, August, September, which was 3 months, because September makes sense. You're not in the middle of summer when you want to have fun and you want to get outside, and after all we've been through, I want to be outside. And I'm saying, oh, well, let's just get this over with. You know, maybe it'll be fun for me, you know, to just get this done correct the things that need to be corrected. But I really could wait. It really is
right.
not a rock.
Christine, keep in mind this Mercury retrograde comes by every 3 or 4 months, so you need to
okay.
look at that calendar.
Okay.
Because believe
so
it or not,
September.
I should know. I don't know when the next one's coming, the after
okay.
this one. But it's going
gotcha.
To be around that time, so you're going to have to look at the calendar before you schedule the surgery, okay?
Gotcha. Okay.
You'll know
and
exactly what to do. It's called
gotcha.
Pre and post. 2 weeks before, 2 weeks after. I'm so, like, not paranoid, but, like, cautious. I take it 3 weeks for myself just because I'm not telling you to do that. You'll be fine with the two, but I don't want to be anywhere near that retrograde phase when it comes
gotcha.
To me.
Berg. Okay.
Okay?
Okay. Yeah, thank you. So now I have to – I hope I get this right when I go to pick the date. So let's say I pick September 4th. And I look at the and I Google it, and it says retrograde is September 4th. Then I don't pick the 4th. I go 2 weeks after.
Well, why don't you look at the calendar before you even schedule it, sweetheart?
Okay. All right.
You know what
right,
I mean?
Now,
call it
right.
Look at when it's going to be. When you call this up on Google, it shows you for the year when retrograde is. And you'll see a shadow 2 weeks before, 2 weeks after. They shadow the date. Look at a few of them. Don't just look at one.
Okay.
When you look at okay.
okay. So be that I don't understand it right now, it'll kind of guide me when I look it up to what would be safe date.
It will. It
okay.
will. And even
okay.
if it doesn't, if you call it up and don't find the right one I'm talking about, when it gives you that start date of retrograde, you're going to count 2 weeks before, you're going to count 2 weeks after that it ends. And you know not to schedule it then. Then you'll call your doctor, you'll schedule it, right? And
right.
you're not going to choose those dates within that time. It's just
okay.
very simple. I know you can do it.
Okay, okay. It's confusing me at first until I see it, right? Okay, okay.
And it's going to be fine.
Oh, good. I'm
just
hoping
proud of you. I'm proud of you for recognizing these signs, though, and being intuitive enough to know that this was not the divine timing for this.
Yeah, it's not. I felt like I was going to have complications that I was afraid of, and then I said, oh, it's just my imagination. I'm reading too much, you know? I'm like, oh,
no.
I'm reading too much into this. You know, I do this a lot. And I said, oh, well, it's just another one of my episodes of getting worried for nothing.
Aw, no, you're fine. And you know what? I'm going to send you some love and light and calm. And you know what? You just ask your angels of love and light to be with you with the scheduling, you know, whoever
okay.
you pray to. And don't okay. get rid of – and don't think about what happened before. So keep your thoughts positive. thoughts create. It's energy. Everything's going to be fine. Yeah. I'm going to look beautiful when it's done. There'll be no scarring, blah, 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 blah. Keep it all positive.
Keep it all positive.
Don't let those negative thoughts and words enter.
Right, and that's what I'm. That's what I have right now, and that's what I thought. Maybe I was kind of manifesting the fear over, you know, I'm saying, oh, just wing it, just go for it. But, you know, that's why I called. I'm like, I'm not sure. You know, but the 28th is in retrograde, and I didn't know that, so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We're in the pre. We're in the pre right now. I know it. Yeah.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Because it starts on the 29th. Yeah, so that's real, yes. So
yeah.
I'm so good. Call us again. Good luck to
good
you.
Good luck, Christine.
Angels be with you, girlfriend.
Thank you so much for everything.
Care,
thank
Christine.
You.
Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Okay.
Have a great night.
You're welcome. You too. Bye-bye.
You too.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
All right, Kimmy, we have 3 callers left in 15 minutes, so I'm going to jump right on to the next one.
Okay, well, okay.
Thanks.
Hello.
Hello. Hi.
Hi.
May I have your name and where you're calling from, please?
Hi, Wendy, Florida.
Hi, Wendy from Florida. Do you have a question for Kimmy today?
Yes, I do. I'm supposed to be getting a job or looking for a job for school purposes. Do you see me getting one between now and next week? Please.
Did you? Hi, Wendy. Did you do the clearing for with Jane?
No, I didn't.
Or when we started the show, please do the quick version with her right now, please, if you don't mind, okay? It won't take
hey,
long.
Hey, Wendy. Yeah, it's a short
hi.
One. Hi. Hi, when you pray, who do you pray to? Jesus,
God,
or? Okay, perfect. Do you mind repeating after me?
Sure.
By the power and the authority of God.
By the power and the authority of God.
I now command and give full permission.
I now command and give full permission.
For all negative entities or energies.
For all negative entities and energies.
Correct. That
entities
are touching or using me.
That are touching and using me.
On any and all levels.
On any and all levels.
Layers or dimensions of my being.
Layers or dimensions by being.
Be now released, removed.
Be now released, removed.
And evicted, never to return.
And evicted, never to return.
Take a little breath. Fill all spaces. Fill all spaces.
Fill all spaces.
With golden crystalline energy.
With golden crystal energy.
Of divine love and divine healing light.
Of the divine love and divine healing light.
Aligning me to my highest and best.
Aligning me to my highest and best.
So be it.
So be it.
So be it done.
So be it done.
So be it done now.
So be it done now.
Now take 3 deep breaths, Wendy. Thank you.
Wendy, did you apply for many jobs for this yet?
No.
You have to get out there and do it, girlfriend.
I was tweaking the resume. I'm going to do it. I see one that I'm really focused on, though, that I really want
okay,
to do.
Okay, here's what I'm seeing. I'm seeing a small office, and the word messenger service comes in, if that helps you. That's what's coming in. So I don't know if you're going to get the one that you're focusing on. I hate to tell you, I'm getting that you're not, but you need to, like, send these resumes. I feel like you're kind of procrastinating with this, sweetheart. You have to put a little more effort in. There's nothing wrong with going door to door either. Forget the resume, walk in, shake their hand. You know, I don't know if you have mask on, mask off right now there, to say hi or don't shake their hand. I'm Wendy. I'm looking for work, you know, and just meet them because your energy is going to be what sells it.
Okay.
You think you can do that?
Yeah.
Please do it because I just feel like you're within some kind of time frame here that's very important.
I am.
Is this true?
Yeah, I am.
Okay. All right. I hope that helps you. But keep in mind, I want you to remember the words messenger service and like small office, because if you are out and about and you want to walk in and apply and you see the sign messenger service, please go there. Okay.
But I don't think that messenger service, because I have to do a specific thing in the hospital setting, so I don't know about that one. Okay. I'll keep that in mind, though.
Okay, but could that have something to do with even like bio, where they deliver test results and stuff for the hospital? You know, labs and stuff?
Maybe. That's okay. I got you. Thank you.
Yeah, it's something. It feels like something like that, Wendy. I thank you, and please call us back. Thank you for calling.
Yeah, good luck, Wendy. Take care. All right. I wish her the best. Okay, Kimmy, right on to the next caller.
Okay.
Hi, may I have your name and where you're calling from, please?
Hi.
Hi.
Hello.
Hello.
This is Jackie.
Hey, Jackie.
This
Where are you
is
calling
Jackie.
From, Jackie?
I'm calling from New Jersey.
Hi, Jackie. Do you have a question for Kimmy today, Jackie?
Yes. I'm just concerned about healing and being prepared to go back out in the public after, you know, they open up for us to move around more. I just want to build up my immunity.
Yeah, Jackie, did you call before?
Yes, I actually received the prayers from you, and I appreciate it so much.
Okay, so good. Did you do the clearing prayer with Jane when we started today?
Yes, I did it when she was doing it with someone else, yes.
Okay, so what are your concerns? Your concerns about going back out into the public?
Yeah, I work in a school, and it's a very densely populated place. I've already had COVID, and I've gotten the vaccine, but I just haven't been feeling myself.
Well, Jackie, I'm getting that you'll be fine, but I just, you know, fear, false evidence appearing real is what it means. You know, I really wish you would get rid of this fear. And just try to be real positive about it, and like as if I am healthy, I am fine, you know, things like that. I just feel like you're bringing some of this negativity towards you, sweetheart. Do you understand with your thoughts? I like what you're fearing.
Yeah.
Do you think you can stop doing that? You have the invocations, the prayers. Did you get all of them or just some of them?
Absolutely.
So just here, do a short invocation with me. You ready?
Yes.
By the power and authority.
By the power and authority.
Who do you pray to?
Jesus.
Of Jesus. Say of Jesus.
Of Jesus.
I now command.
I now command.
And give full permission.
And give full permission.
To release.
To release.
Any and all fears.
Any and all fears.
Especially about the COVID or diseases. Be evicted now. Never to return. Replace this
replace this?
With divine love.
With divine love.
And divine healing light.
And divine healing light.
This is my life.
This is my life.
And I'm going to live it.
And I'm going to live it.
And I'm going to love it.
And I'm going to love it.
So be it.
So be it.
So be it done.
So be it done.
So be it done now.
So be it done now.
Three big breaths, Jackie. Okay, good girl. Have to cut you loose because we have one more caller. Please call us back, Jackie. That's going to help you. You'll see.
Okay, thank you so much.
Okay,
bye,
sweetheart.
Jackie. Take care.
Thank you.
Bye. Hi, may I have your name? We have about 2 minutes for this call. So.
I know. I'm hurrying.
Hi, my name is Tina from New Jersey. How are you?
Hi, Tina from New Jersey. What can we help you with?
Yes. Thank you for having your show today. You guys are so insightful. I just wanted to ask about a relationship.
Be specific. We're at the end of the show.
Oh, yeah. I'm like to ask about a relationship with my boyfriend. What is the half hours? Why do we come together? Anything they want me to know?
Is this with somebody you're already dating? I'm sorry, I didn't hear you well.
Yes, yes.
Hold on a minute. Let me see what I get because we're – hold on.
Thank you.
You know what's coming through? And I'm just going to tell you as girlfriends and as an intuitive. I want you to play a little hard to get for a while. Don't be mean. Don't be rude, but maybe not always available. Oh, I'm sorry, honey. You know what? But I made plans with this one. Can we do it instead of Monday night when you want to do it? Can we do it on Thursday? You know what I mean? Just for a couple weeks.
Yes.
You know, don't be rude. Just play a little hard to get. Just for a couple weeks. You think you can do that?
Yes, I can do that.
Are you understanding why to this? Okay, good. Because we don't have time to get into it now. And I don't know if I'd get into it over in this venue anyway. Read between the lines. Play, you know, play a little bit hard to get there, you know? It's time for him to start chasing you a little bit more here, you know? It's been a little lopsided, this relationship, girlfriend, you know? Do you understand?
Okay. Yes.
Do you get it? Okay, good.
Yes.
Listen, please call us back again. Well, we have to say our goodbyes. We're at the end of the show. We love that you called, and please call us again. We're here every Wednesday.
Thank you.
Okay, good day to you. Thanks.
Thanks, Tina. Take care. Hopefully we'll talk to you again, okay?
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye. Well, that went, that went by pretty quick today, huh, Kim?
It sure did. Who was the muted guy? I'm just kidding.
That was a great show. Thank you, everybody, for calling in and have a great week, and call us back next Wednesday at 5. And, Tina, if you call us back and let us know what's going on, maybe we'll have more time next week for you, too. If you want copies of the prayers, the email is revmndenholm@aol.com. That's revmndenholm, as in Mary, @aol.com.
And pay attention to the energies around you, everybody. Remember, not to be afraid of them, but pay attention. Everything's energy. Have a good night, everybody. Thanks for joining us today.
Right. And also, too, the past is in the past. I like that one, too. Positive thoughts create a positive future, right?
Yes.
Perfect. Thank you, Kimberly.
So be it.
Take care, everybody. So be it.
You are heard. You